speaking with Rafe Jolliffe over at U.S. Custom Harvesters. What is U.S. Custom Harvesters?
U.S. Custom Harvesters is a members-based organization. We've got about 400 harvester members and a little over 200 more associate members, so people that would sell products or intertwine with our members. We are based out of Turon, Kansas, and we are the harvesters that harvest the grain that feed the world.
So how does this make life a little bit easier for farmers?
So harvesting is a very labor-intensive time of year, very equipment-intensive, capital-intensive time of year. So if you're in the market, you can hire a harvester. Now you've taken all the extra equipment out of the shed, all the money out of the, you know, off the banknote, and you don't have all the headache at harvest time. You've got somebody else comes in, gets the job accomplished for you, and when they're done, you know, you're busy doing other chores that need accomplished while harvest is happening, and you're not lacking out on family time and the rest of the operations around the farm that need to take place at the same time.
And you guys go all over, so what does your season look like? Where do you start? Where do you end?
Well, that's a great question. You tell me what the weather's going to be, and I'll tell you where we're going to go. You know, we've got members from Pennsylvania to California, Texas to North Dakota, Montana. We've got members all over. Typically, on the grain harvesting side of it, which is about 70% of our members, they're going to start somewhere in central Texas or northern Texas, up through Oklahoma, and follow the wheat harvest up through Nebraska, Colorado, and on north up to the Dakotas. Then they'll typically turn around in the fall, and, you know, they've got customers, depending on where they're at. You know, I know as our operation was, we usually tried to go home in the fall and work there. The other side of that is we've got about 30% of our membership is forage harvesters. You know, same thing. A lot of our guys will take off down to central Texas in the spring and chop some wheat down there and work their way north chopping green wheat for feed, and then turn around and start over and start chopping corn, trying to take some money out of the grain guys' pockets, you know.
Well, you mentioned wheat being one of the biggest ones. You know, when you go through Oklahoma and Texas, like you said, it's really dependent on the weather. So do you just wait?
Well, that is a great question. You know, it is very weather-driven industry. You know, you usually hope that Mother Nature will cooperate with you. Some days you'll have a day or two off. You know, this year everybody was late getting crops in the ground as far as their spring crops. Their corn, their soybeans were late getting in the ground. There was question, you know, whether it was all going to get in the ground. We've been pretty fortunate. I've spoke with several of our members in the last few days. Most guys are on the short rows. They're wrapping things up, unless you happen to be in the North Country right now. And a lot of those poor individuals have got a long ways to go just because of the weather, the mud, the snow, the cold. You know, trying to leave equipment run all night just so it'll operate the next morning has become some of the new norms.
So if you're a farmer that would need this kind of help, what's the benefit of being in the U.S. Custom Harvester Program?
You know, with the U.S. Custom Harvesters, we've got a central office, a wonderful lady in the office. A farmer can call into the office, and she will shoot out an email that covers everyone. It goes to all of our members and anybody that's in the area. It doesn't usually take very long. If you've got acres covered or acres to cover, somebody will be there with equipment. You know, we've got a pretty diverse group of people, and somebody's always eager to pick up a few acres. This year has been one of those years where probably more acres than most people could get covered just because of the weather and timeliness.